Okay, this would be the last one here in this series. This would be for December the 1st. December 1st. Here we go. December 1st, 1993. A young Whalers team showed lots of promise with a big win over Detroit at the Coliseum. The Whalers took a 2-0 lead in period two on goals from rookie Chris Pronger and Jeff Sanderson. The Red Wings got one back from Ray Shepard in the second period before the Whalers put the game away with three in the third. Randy Cunnyworth, Robert Cron, and Pat Verbeek. Verbeek giving the Whalers the 4-1 lead.
5 minutes into the third, it's 3-1 Whalers. A breakup. Here's Markman drive. Verbeek rebound. Up with that score! And Verbeek jumped on a rebound after a diving chevalier on a broken Detroit rush. Now Markman from the line. And that's a biggie at the 5-minute mark to make it 4-1. Verbeek with the rebound out in front as Marchman let the initial shot go on goal.
The Wings got two late goals, but they would lose to an Eastern Conference opponent for the first time in 1993. Falling to the Whalers, 5-3 at the Civic Center. For Hartford, it would be their third win in a row. December 1st, 1993, this Dayton Whaler NHL history. Chuck Caton returns from Buffalo next to preview the Sabres when Whaler Magazine continues.